The total number of new HIV/AIDS cases around the world is declining. That's encouraging. But make no mistake, HIV/AIDS is still a crisis in many countries, like the Philippines, where the number of new cases is actually going up. Aurora Almendral tells us about one man's efforts to help a vulnerable community in Cebu City.
Paul Boncaris is a Catholic monk. During the day, he lives an ascetic life in a Catholic seminary. His nights, though, are spent among sinners. Brother Paul, as everyone here calls him, is 69 and white-haired. He's dressed simply in shorts and flip-flops. When he walks down the pathways of this slum, he's surrounded by half-dressed kids, sex workers on break, and young men with blackened veins and unwashed hair. They call out their pains and ailments. Brother Paul reaches into a ragged nylon bag slung over his shoulder.
In my bag there are condoms here, different types of condoms, and I have my medicines also.
He has acetaminophen and vitamins tied up in little plastic bags. There's amoxicillin for deworming and tubes of ointment for rashes.
There are medicines for sexually transmitted infection.
This neighborhood in downtown Cebu City is notorious for drug use and prostitution. Here, you can buy the cheapest sex or spend about a penny for some floor space at one of the neighborhood's shooting galleries. The ground is littered with used syringes. People share needles.
This is the reason why the increase of HIV, one of the reasons why it's very high increase of HIV in Cebu, because of the sharing of the needles.
The number of people with HIV in the Philippines is still low, about 25,000. That's less than 0.1% of the population. But the World Health Organization is sounding the alarm because of how fast the virus is spreading. About 80% of those with HIV got infected in the past 5 years. But the Philippine health system lost an effective tool when the Senate blocked a pilot program for needle exchange earlier this year, on the grounds that it encourages drug use, despite much evidence to the contrary. Health officials fought back, arguing that ending needle distribution would lead to more cases of HIV. They lost. But Brother Paul says you have to keep trying.
I gave 6 packets of condom to the lady.
When he gives condoms to a sex worker, he's doing it in defiance of the highly conservative Philippine Catholic Church. His church. And if he gives an infected drug user a clean needle, he's breaking the law.
We made a decision because we are in the front line. We saw the need.
Brother Paul says the Catholic hierarchy here struggles to reconcile its firm stance against birth control with the urgent need for condoms.
It's easy for them to preach and preach and preach, do not do it, do not do it, do not do it. But for us in the field, when you are with people who are poor and people who are sick and people who are in high-risk situation for sickness, HIV, sexually transmitted infection, and other sicknesses, it was easy for us to decide. So when there are questions coming from the hierarchy, we just do not entertain.
Much of what's contributing to the spread of HIV in the Philippines isn't a lack of information. People here generally know how the infection is spread. The problem is stigma. Discussion about HIV and AIDS is conducted in whispers. Those at risk of contracting HIV avoid getting tested, and those with HIV are reluctant to access health care for fear of what might happen to them if people found out. But Brother Paul offers acceptance.
Is it difficult for you not to judge people for doing drugs and selling
sex?
No, I'm
used to this one, no. No, it's easier to say no judgment than to judge.
He turns to the drug addict he's chatting with for confirmation. Isn't that right, Brother Paul says? No judgments, no problems. It's when you judge that you run into problems. Right now, the Philippine epidemic is concentrated in specific groups, IV drug users and men who have sex with men. But it's expected to spread. And while the government figures out how to deal with the growing epidemic, Brother Paul continues his nightly distributions, one condom and one clean syringe at a time. For The World, I'm Aurora Almendral, Cebu City, Philippines.
Aurora's story was funded with a travel grant from the Pulitzer Center on crisis reporting.